You get a lawsuit, and you get a lawsuit. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I mentioned yesterday the doctor in San Antonio who admitted in a Washington Post piece that he deliberately violated the new Texas abortion law.
On the morning of September 6th, I provided an abortion to a woman who, though still in her first trimester, was beyond the state's new limit. I acted because I had a duty of care to this patient as I do for all patients.
That's Dr. Alan Braid, who said he had the backing of the Center for Reproductive Rights and was prepared to be sued under the Texas law.
I've spent the past 50 years treating and helping patients. I just can't sit back and watch us return to 1972.
And now he is being sued by a disbarred lawyer in Arkansas who admits he's after the $10,000 reward promised by the Texas law, and by another man from Illinois who says he's actually pro-choice. Maybe he's planning to refund the reward as an act of protest. Whatever the motivation, the way the Texas law is written, Dr. Braid could be sued by hundreds of people and sued successfully since he's basically confessed. The weirdest thing about this, though, is who has not yet sued him? That being Texas Right to Life, which pushed for this law, but has criticized these first two lawsuits as stunts. This is apparently not what they expected. But Dr. Braid expected it, and I think I know what he plans to do. I think he'll use these lawsuits as a platform to tell the stories of the women who have come to him for help.
If we detect cardiac activity, we have to refer them out of state. One of the women I talked with since the law took effect is 42. She has four kids, three under 12. I advised her that she could go to Oklahoma. That's a 9-hour drive one way. I explained we could help with funding. She told me she couldn't go even if we flew her in a private jet. Who's going to take care of my kids, she asked me. What about my job? Can't miss work.
I'm guessing he has hundreds of stories like this. And with enough lawsuits, Texas will get to hear them all.